You're listening to SBS News.
Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed 450 new infections and 11 deaths, taking the state's toll to 181 and the national toll to 266. A woman in her 50s, two men in their 70s, three men and three women in their 80s, and two women in their 90s are the latest victims. Of the new deaths, seven are linked to aged care. There are 607 people in hospital, 41 of them in intensive care. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the tough stage four restrictions now in place are a short-term pain in the hope of long-term gain.
It's heartbreaking, it's very challenging, but unless we drive down movement, the number of people moving around Victoria, we won't drive down the number of coronavirus cases, and then we will remain in these terrible conditions, these very challenging rules for much longer than we otherwise would. That's not what we want. That's not the advice of the experts. There is a lot of pain here, but ultimately there will be significant gain for all of us when we can move to reopen, when we can move past this second wave.
Two men accused of planning an anti-lockdown protest in Melbourne have been arrested. The Facebook event called on people to protest in opposition to the city's shutdown, claiming to be part of a broader movement of planned protests. Police vowed to crack down on the protest planned for Melbourne CBD on Sunday, calling it a blatant breach of COVID-19 restrictions. They say they'll fine and arrest anyone in attendance. Federal Defence Minister Linda Reynolds has told Channel 7 defence personnel in Victoria are conducting tests, contact tracing and performing compliance checks to make sure people are keeping to the rules.
We've got 20 personnel currently undergoing ambulance vehicle driver training and also more general duties. They're doing that with the Victorian Ambulance Service so that they can provide support and relief to emergency vehicle crews. And really that just goes to demonstrate how versatile the ADF can be.
There is particular concern about healthcare workers in Victoria contracting COVID-19. More than a quarter of today's new infections in the state are healthcare workers. Overall, there are 911 active cases among healthcare workers in the state. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says it can be hard to determine exactly where these workers are getting infected.
It does require a really significant investigation to try and ascertain where healthcare workers have picked up their infection. Some of it will clearly be in the hospital setting, in the aged care setting. Some of it is outside, but it's not always easy to make a final determination because people don't necessarily know that they've been in contact with a positive case, either inside work or outside of work.
Meanwhile, in other states, New South Wales has registered 11 new cases today. None of them are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. One new case was acquired in Victoria. Nine were locally acquired, while one case, a woman aged in her 60s from southwestern Sydney, has not had its source determined yet. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says a school in Inner Newcastle will also be temporarily shut for cleaning after a contact of a case attended there this week.
A household contact of a previously reported case attended St Francis Xavier's College in Hamilton East on Monday the 3rd, Tuesday the 4th and Wednesday the 5th of August. The school has been notified and will be closed for cleaning and contact tracing is underway.
Queenslanders are heading home before tighter border rules take effect this weekend to protect the state from coronavirus. From Saturday, a hard border lockdown will apply to people from all of New South Wales and the ACT, in addition to Victoria, which was already a designated hotspot. Police are warning travellers there are likely to be two-hour delays at driver checkpoints up until the deadline. No new cases of coronavirus have been identified in Queensland, and Queensland's Health Minister Steve Miles says the government has been preparing for the influx of arrivals.
These new tough border restrictions are all about keeping Queensland and Queenslanders safe. They are all about keeping the virus out of Queensland, protecting the lives of Queenslanders so that we can continue with our plan to recover our economy and get people back to work.
The acting Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer says he's more hopeful about the development of a vaccine. Speaking after the National Cabinet meeting, Paul Kelly says recently published papers show several types of vaccines appear effective at creating antibodies against COVID-19, although the long-term viability of these vaccines is still unknown. But Professor Kelly says not all Australia's plans are contingent on a vaccine being developed.
We don't have all of our eggs in the basket of a vaccine. We have our suppression strategy. It served us well until recently in one state and in four jurisdictions. We still have no community transmission, which is our aim of that suppression strategy. Mm-hmm. And in the other ones, other than Victoria, the control is remaining very strong. So we have all of those things, not just a silver bullet.
Australia's borders will remain closed to international visitors, the nation's leaders have decided. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while he and state and territory leaders hope that will change in the future, now is not the time to ease restrictions. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.